G'day, Lee. How are you going?
You love your rock and roll. You've been playing music for a number of years now. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Grew up in Beauty Point many years ago. Moved to Launceston. I was riding the footy when I was younger, and I just decided music was going to be a better way to go because I got a few injuries in footy. And
who did you play with at the time?
Oh, look, I was just a local battler. I used to play for Beaconsfield in the amateur league, and
right.
Later it was Tamer Cats and Launceston Junior Football.
Yeah, it's almost like the same path of Vance Joy. He did the same thing. I think he played Coburg Reserves.
Right.
And then decided that music is less injuries involved there unless you hurt your finger while you're strumming.
Well, that's right. Yeah, more likely to hurt it with a mark, I think.
I think missing one,
which I did a few of.
Yeah, so you've played you played in Launceston just last weekend, in fact, didn't you?
That's right, yeah, at the Water Garden Bar.
Noticed on Facebook, it's great to have the modern technology there. People were loving it, getting up and having a bit of a dance, and that's exactly what's happening this Saturday night.
Yeah, well, it's all about the people and making them happy. And, you know, the more people and the more happy people that come through, that makes your job a lot easier.
What sort of style of music rocks your boat, your rock and roll boat?
Ooh, you know, yeah, I do a lot of rock and roll, but I suppose if I was having my ideal, I'd probably play blues all night. But you know, I'm a soloist, so I tend to just play, you know, stuff that makes people happy.
You got to be versatile, I guess, in your industry, don't you?
You do your best.
Yeah, it's nice that we can have a gig like this and it can go ahead, because you and your industry, entertainment, have really done it tough the last 18 months. It has been a zombie apocalypse, that is for sure. But here in Tasmania, we're a bit fortunate because, thankfully, at this stage, we haven't had any spikes of COVID-19, so at least shows like this can go ahead.
Exactly, yeah. No, it's a great event, it's a great cause, and I was made aware of the event by Diane Howard, who I think booked myself, Reno, and Addison, and she's been like a loyal, follower or supporter of our gigs, and so when Diane asked me to do the gig, I just said yeah, and I think someone else has taken over the event management since then, but yeah, Diane was the one who got me onto it, so to speak.
Yes, no, Diane, and good honour. Addison Marshall, Reno Marie, as you're just talking about there, and yourself, and Gina Timms, who we had on the show last week. So she's always like you, first to put the hand up when there is a fundraiser from time to time.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I've worked, I know Gina before. She used to book artists for the Ulverston Golf Club, so I got to know her quite well there, and she's played, you know, places like the Penguin Market where I bumped into it before.
Well, we love our rock and roll, and what better way to do it for a great cause, for Coins for Kids, and it all starts at 7 o'clock upstairs at the recently renovated Burnie Central Townhouse. You've been there a few times, but you haven't been there, you were telling me off air, since it's been renovated. It looks great, Jerome.
Absolutely not. No, I used to play there with a band many years ago, but that's back in like the mid-90s, and I did one solo gig there, I think, but I'm looking forward to seeing the renovations, as you say.
And shout out the odd request or two.
Yeah, sure, I'll be. Well, the great thing is, I suppose, people that come along, they'll get a great variety of artists, and I'm sure someone can do their favourite.
Chester Draws and the Low Boys, which features Kitty Martini, Addison, Reno, yourself and Gina. It's angling towards a fantastic night. 7 o'clock, why not book for a meal and make a good night of it with your friends and family? And tickets are available right now, so make sure you grab your tickets for the Burnie Central Townhouse. It's rock and roll for Coins for Kids, and one of the brilliant entertainers is a local guy from Launceston, Jerome Hillier. Thanks for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast, and I'm sure it will be a rock and roll affair for the ages.
Thanks very much, Lee. Looking forward to it, mate.